just because you're a leader or boss, don't mean, brother, that you ain't supposed to listen to your wife. Listen.
Listen. But some sisters think you're supposed to listen to them and not speak to them. Now, that can't happen. If there's going to be a leader, the man have to listen, but he also have to speak. So you listen and you speak. But respect what the sister's saying. And hear her out. Don't say, oh, I know what you're going to say. I don't care if it sounds like things she's said a billion times. Never tell her you know what she's going to say. This might be just that morning, brother, when she's going to say something different. You might miss it. Yeah. You might miss it, so don't tell her, I know what you're going to say. Listen all the time. Listen make you great. I'm telling you, listening make you great, brother. If I give anything credit for my understanding over all the other senses in my body,
while we're passing the buckets, we want you to, brothers and sisters, please give as liberally as you can. Remember, this is the way that we keep the lights on and the heat on, and it's very expensive these days. But while we are passing the buckets, I'm going to ask Imam Aziz to come forth and introduce. We have several very special guests with us today, and we'd like for you to be able to see them and for them to be able to see us. So if Imam Aziz will come and introduce them, we can do that now. Please take your seat so that when you ask them to stand, we'll be able to see them.
Assalamu alaikum. We'd also like to make an announcement to the treasurers around the country in each mosque. We haven't been getting a report after the fourth Sunday or the third Sunday or whenever we have a broadcast. So would you please make sure that after today's broadcast, call in a report of your attendance to Treasurer Fahim here, mosque number 2. Also, we want to mention for the mosques that are listening around the country, we have 67 mosques that we haven't received your report for the month of November. Imams and treasurers, please get on the case and see that we get those reports in to the mosques here in Chicago right away. I'd like to introduce some guests that we have with us, and we may have some other guests that your name was not taken at the door, but these are some brothers who are with us. We have, I'm going to read their first name, because I don't want to mess up their last names. And two of the brothers are from Turkey. And I want to mention that the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad was in Turkey. As a matter of fact, at the invitation of Hassan Çalıyangıl, who is the ambassador, like this Secretary Kissinger was to the United States for the country of Turkey. And he gave this beautiful rug. So we have Brother Muzaffer and Brother Jamil, who are from Turkey. Could they please stand? Could you please stand? Brothers are from Turkey. Also, we have Brother Muhammad from Tunisia and Brother Ali Muhammad Rushdie from Egypt. Would you please stand? All praise be to Allah. All praise be to Allah. I want to thank our brothers very much for being with us, and our leader is in your part of the world right now. And he's traveling around the world, actually. He has been to many countries. He told us that he's going to make another trip in the very near future into the heart of Black Africa. But he is in the Muslim world now, visiting Sharjah. He'll be going to Qatar, Kuwait, Mecca, Medina, Riyadh, Jeddah, Cairo, Egypt, and also Tunisia, Libya. So he's traveling in the Muslim world. We have another brother who visits the mosque often, and we want to recognize him for his work and his particular area, and that's the area of American Indians. Brother Ira Saylor, I believe his name. Is he here? Would he please stand? All praise be to Allah. Thank you. He's an American Indian leader on political affairs, and he works in the Chicago area. So we want to thank our guests very much for being out, and we have guests with us. We'd like you to leave your name at the door so that we can introduce you, especially our brothers who come from abroad, around the world, different countries, and they come to see the work of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad and the Muslim community here in America. And it's a very beautiful work, and it's a work that inspires our brothers abroad.
Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. It's a pleasure for me at this point to present to you one verse of the Holy Quran, chapter 2, Al-Baqarah, in Arabic.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفي عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم
صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم.
Assalamu alaikum. All praise due to Allah. I forgot to introduce Brother Saeed's sister. His sister is with us, and this is her first visit to a mosque in the West. And she's also now attending school in America in Iowa. Her name is Fatima Abudia. Could she please stand? Very happy to have you with us. Thank you. Dr. Akbar.
Again, I'd like to reiterate the announcement made by Imam Aziz that we're asking all of the treasurers in the local mosque to please call in your reports immediately. Please call in your reports to Chicago immediately. And I'd like to also echo again the important announcement that Imam Aziz made during the break that all mosques, imams, and treasurers, we have not discontinued the practice of sending your monthly report to Chicago. You're to continue to send your monthly report here as instructed by the chief imam until other instructions have been given. This month we've not received over a half of the monthly reports has not been received, and we are sure that it's because of a misunderstanding. We're sure that you wouldn't purposely not send the report to the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. So please continue to send your monthly reports to Chicago as you have done in the past until further instructions. I have a couple of announcements here, and then I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Abdul Salam, who has some very important announcements for you regarding the consensus board. The first announcement is a very special announcement. In response to the many requests from around the country to order cassette and 8-track tapes of the chief imam's public lectures, we are pleased to announce that several more tapes will be made available to the public on January 3rd, 1977. That's next Monday. That is 1 week from tomorrow. Those who wish to order those tapes should send in the order blank as soon as it appears in the Bilalian News, because there's going to only be a very limited supply of tapes available. The new programs being offered are as follows. The Spiritual Life Jubilee in Atlanta, Georgia, will be on 8-track and cassette. The Chief Imam at the Temple of Zion with Pastor T.L. Barrett, 8-tracks and cassette. And The Need for Leadership will now be available in cassette due to the many requests for cassettes in addition to the 8-track. So that means there will be three taped addresses by the Chief Imam, which will be available to anyone who would like to purchase these. These will be available starting next week. Allahu Akbar. You know, we were able to see today how beautiful it is to be able to hear and reflect on the words of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. And we now realize that we can experience these words in all of their living intensity, whether he's here, whether he's on tape, whether it's someone who is well representing those words. As long as it's his words and it's his thoughts and it's his mind that's coming to us, we in good shape. So we thank Allah for the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. We thank him for leaving this message for us. Some of us here at number two had heard the lecture just prior to his leaving, but it was almost like we heard it for the first time. And that's because every time you hear the words of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, you can always get so many new ways of seeing things that you're constantly being stimulated to grow and receive. So we thank the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad for leaving us with this message so that all over the country, we can get the benefit of this beautiful lecture he gave us on the roles of man and woman in Islam. Okay, the other announcement is regarding our Savior's Day celebration. We are calling it a Savior's Day anniversary celebration, which will be held February 26th, Saturday, February 26th, and Sunday, February 27th. Now, an announcement, a memo regarding Savior's Day is en route, is in the mail to all the mosques around the country. But knowing how the mail gets tied up this time of year, we thought that we should let you know that it was on the way and give you at least a brief glimpse of what the Savior's Day anniversary celebration is going to be like. It's really like the second anniversary of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad's position as Chief Imam of the World Community of Islam. So we want to make it a very outstanding event, and it will not be of the same nature that it was last year. It'll be of two forms. On Saturday, we want all of the formerly regional centers, that's New York, Washington, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Dallas, Chicago, where else? And Philadelphia. Sorry, thank you. The seven regional centers will be the host for the Savior's Day anniversary celebration. On Saturday, we want the committees, the youth, and all components of the mosque to plan a full day celebration of seminars, workshops, displays, bazaars, whatever you can do to show the work that the committees and the mosque has done under the leadership of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad over the last year. We want you to set these things up for the whole region. So people in those regions will be coming into those major cities on Saturday. And people throughout the region will be cooperating in planning these displays, these presentations, to let everybody sort of just reflect on what a productive year the committees have had, the youth have had, and all components of the mosque have had over the last year. So this will go on Saturday. And we are suggesting that on Saturday evening, you can close out the day by having a Savior's Day anniversary banquet. And this is to be held in some place where as many people can come as possible. And we would like for you to use the profits that come from having the banquet to in part come to the zakat, and the other part of it can be used to help with the regional expenses of putting on this spectacular event. So this is the Saturday. We've grown now so that we can't have our Savior's Day anniversary just one day. We need 2 days. And very soon we're going to need a week. And very soon we're going to have it 365 days a year. So we're working up to taking over the whole year. Praise be to Allah. All praise be to Allah. Now that's on Saturday. On Sunday is the key event, and we are preparing a 90-minute film, which will be The World Community of Islam 1976. And it's going to be a film made of the travels of the chief imam, the works of the mosque around the country, to be films of parts of the Jubilee and the travels that the chief has made to the prisons and other parts of the country. It will be many of the filmed events that the chief imam has done over the last year in an hour-long film. Now, these films will be coming to each one of the regional centers. Seven of them will be prepared, and one will come to each regional center. Now, the film will be concluded with a 30-minute State of the Community address by the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. We will have a film address by him that will be included in this 90-minute film. And this will be shown in all of the regional centers. So in order to see the film, it'll be necessary for the believers in every region to come into what was formerly their regional headquarters. We know that we don't have the regional headquarters as such anymore, but for this event, we will come into the former regional headquarters, and that's where the film will be held. So we are asking now that for all of the committees in the regional headquarters to begin to contact the other committees in that region, to begin making plans for your Saturday event, for your Saturday bazaar and displays and seminars. We want the local mosque, the regional mosque, to begin to identify a movie theater that will accommodate all the people out of your mosque, either a movie theater or some other place that can be gotten rather dark, because this is a 16-millimeter film that you'll have to show, and it should be a place that is dark enough that you'll be able to see the film without too much difficulty. The other thing is that in order to get the film, every region will be responsible for paying the cost of that film. Now, we understand that the production of each film, each separate film, each of the seven films, will be about $450 each, plus one-seventh of the total cost of the film production. So at this time, we've estimated that it will cost about $1,200 for each mosque, which really isn't very much. So if you can get each person to donate a quarter or 50 cents, you should be able to cover the cost of the film. But in order to get the film, every regional headquarters mosque will have to collect from your region. We'll give you the exact cost within the next week, but it will be approximately $1,200 per mosque in order to cover the cost of preparing the film. Now, at the close of the film, there will be a telephone hookup, such as you're having today, with the chief imam making his special Savior's Day anniversary message to us. So he will talk about the state of the community on the film, and then on the hookup that same day, he will come to the whole body simultaneously and speak to us in whatever way he sees fit. So we have a big event planned. We have a tremendous event planned, and we are looking forward to an outstanding Savior's Day. Now, the only other thing we would like to suggest is that we don't want to have a massive, expensive advertising campaign such as we had last year. We just can't afford it. We want you to encourage as many visitors as we can possibly get to come. But we want the primary effort to be directed toward getting all of the believers in the region to come to the region and to see this film. So everybody is welcome, but we won't be spending thousands of dollars on billboards and thousands of dollars on TV commercials as we've done in the past. We simply won't be able to do that, but we still want it to be open to whoever would like to come, but most of the advertising effort we want to be directed toward the believers. So we're hoping for an outstanding event. We also want all of the believers to begin to make a special Savior's Day anniversary sacrificial contribution. Now, you remember during the days of the Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad, may the peace of Allah be upon him, we did all the, during the Savior's Day, we would make outstanding contributions to the work of the World Community of Islam. It was known as the Savior's Day gift. So many of us are still conditioned to do that. So we don't want to make you give a certain amount as we had to do in those days. We want you to feel free to give whatever you think the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad would be able to use for the work that he's trying to do. So we want to begin donating to make a special contribution for our special Savior's Day anniversary sacrificial. Savior's Day anniversary sacrificial offering, which will be used toward the serious indebtedness of the World Community of Islam. So we want every believer and every friend of the World Community of Islam to give all that you can to help us during this time of Savior's Day, and we will have an outstanding Savior's Day celebration that will run over a two-day course. So please, we encourage the committees to begin to prepare for it right away. We encourage the treasurers to begin to identify a location where the film can be bought. And you can look for this memo, which will be coming in the mail, hopefully within the next week. You can begin also raising the money to pay for your portion of the film. And the entire region will have to contribute toward payment for that film. Okay, brothers and sisters, so at this time, we'll have a few other announcements and local announcements in just a minute. But at this time, we want to ask our president, Brother Dr. Abdul Salam, to come and explain to us some of the details of the consensus board formation. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'll correct that. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, peace and blessings upon His servant and messenger Muhammad forever. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is His messenger. As-salamu alaykum. The conversation Imam Akbar and I were just having, he had made the announcement that the cost for the film would be $1,200 per mosque, and it's not $1,200 per mosque, it's $1,200 per regional area. So whatever mosque come into that regional area to participate in here and see the Savior's Day film will have to contribute to the total cost of $1,200 for that particular regional area. I have some things that I'm going to read fairly quickly. Here in the Chicago area, much of this material I will be passing out, and we have a package here that's prepared to go out to all of the mosques that relates to further guidelines and information on the new organizational structure and for forming a consensus board. Now, there are 14 positions that the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has taken on what he called a position paper when he first started talking about the guidelines some time ago. Now, I'm not going to read the body in all of these positions, but I'm going to tell you what the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has taken a position on, and these are the kinds of things that's going out to each mosque. So each mosque will know what it has to do and how it has to be thinking in order to either become a part of or maintain membership in the World Community of Islam in the West under the guidance of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. There are critical areas that must be represented and adhered to by mosques seeking to maintain membership in the World Community of Islam in the West. One is the chief imam's position on the Holy Quran and Islam. Two is the chief imam's position on Master Farad Muhammad and the Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad. Three is the chief imam's position on Bilal and Bilalians. Four is the chief imam's position on the leadership structure. I might say under that category, it's important that each mosque accept the concept of a consensus board, leadership residing with the people, elections, and a youth leadership thrust. He also has a position on the American Constitution and a position on politics. Let me excerpt to some extent some of this information on the position on politics, because that's what questions frequently come to us about. It reads, "We must agree," these are the words of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, "we must agree to never become a political body that collects money or campaigns in the name of political parties to put people in office. As individuals, we can do what we like politically speaking. If there's a representative in our community and we want to speak in favor of that representative, we can. But to collect money in the name of this community, the World Community of Islam, and to go out and collect money for politicking in the name of the community is strictly forbidden. We can be politically effective without taking on political imagery or involving this community in politics. This message of Islam itself will bring about political changes." Now, you are a member of the World Community of Islam, this mosque here, or any mosque, and you want to go out and be an alderman, be our guest. You can be an alderman, you can be a mayor, you can be anything you want. I mean, you adhere to the teachings of Islam and you are a Muslim. But you're still free to partake in the political arena as an individual. But the imam of the mosque is not going to be the alderman of the city. You're not coming to... If you want to get the Bilalians, the Muslims, to vote for you, you can't come on our rostrum and project your position in the political arena. You can talk to all the believers you want and get them to vote for you if you want, but So that's important to understand. There's a position on other religions. There's a position on community services. There's a position on business. That's important. The World Community of Islam in the West must never become a business community. It is a community for the development of the whole society. It is primarily, essentially, and by description, an Islamic community. Its leadership and top authoritarian positions must be in the hands of imams. Its leadership must never be taken out of the hands of imams and given over to anyone else. If an imam becomes a businessman and begins to affect his community from a business point of view, then he must give up his position as an imam and go out and compete in the business world like everyone else. Now, an imam can be a businessman as well as an imam, but he must keep the two separate. If you have a business, and in your everyday activities, you go out and take care of your business, but when you come to the mosque, you're an imam, that's fine. Just be an imam in the mosque and be a businessman out there. Don't mix the two. The Imam W.D. Muhammad's position on Bilalian news articles. Now, this is important because we have found Bilalian news is dropping off and off and off. That's not to be. The imams in all mosques should make Imam W.D. Muhammad's Bilalian news articles a part of their weekly teaching. The material in the article should comprise at least 10 minutes of all mosque meetings. Any local mosque that cannot afford the telephone hookup from either Chicago or regional area should have Imam W.D. Muhammad's article for Bilalian News read to the congregation. The probabilities are, as I understand from Brother Khalil Kareem, that we can't hook with so many telephones directly into our Chicago office there, so many of the hookups will still be coming from the regional area. There's a prison citizenship plan, and there's a standard reporting, and there's a position on separation of brothers and sisters. Now, let me touch on this. Certainly, at least half or three quarters of the tape that we just heard the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad so beautifully talk about us talked about this area. He talked about where they're equals and unequals in terms of male-female relationships, man and woman relationships, but this relates to where the questions of equalities exist. That no imam or mosque is to expound a teaching or promote a policy that will produce a sense of discrimination or separateness between brothers and sisters. Everyone, both brothers and sisters alike, have the right to share and participate in mosque activities and have free access to the same teaching. There is, of course, as you recognize, the physical separation, which will continue, as the chief imam pointed out. There's a question of classes, imam classes, and how sisters relate to those. The chief imam has already very beautifully spelled that out, so we don't have to go any further into that, except to say that the question of class separation, he pointed out, if from time to time, it is necessary for the sisters to have a class, or the brothers for that matter, where things which are generally limited to sisters are taught, such as sewing and cooking, home economics, and particularly personal hygiene, this class can be restricted to the sisters. However, these classes are not to broaden into other subjects if it remains restricted. This extends even into the imam training classes. Unless a teaching comes up that is personal only to brothers or to sisters, and the chief imam said there'll be very few of those, the classes can be taught together. However, as he pointed out, the sisters who were forming a ministry class are called instructresses, and the brothers, imams. Attendance at no class is to be compulsory. Now, let me touch very lightly on one or two areas here on forming a local consensus board. This is primarily for the mosques in the outside areas that we have been getting many calls for and many questions about. Here, all praise due to Allah, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is with us, so he has already set into motion our consensus board, and we have one. It's a little different and distinct than most other consensus boards will be, obviously, because the chief imam is here. And wherever the chief imam is, you're going to have a difference. Makes sense. But let me make some points that will be common to all of us. First of all, to all mosques, we hope that you took our earlier recommendations and made no substantial changes in your mosque administration prior to now. We hope to get this information out tomorrow, but with the mailing situation being what it is during the holidays, you may not get it before Friday or maybe Monday, but we intend to get it out this week. It's necessary to have guidelines when you're going to step off into the kind of new thing that the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has been talking about all the time, but has now given us guidelines for. First of all, make haste slowly. We're saying that the board must be formed, but undue haste, power plays, and divisional fractionalization is not the way to do it. A number of calls and requests that I've already gotten has telling me many mosques are already starting to split up with power plays, with men going off into other areas simply because they don't agree with the kind of administration that they have had. Depending on the size and kind of a leadership that has existed in your mosque to date, your board may or not have all the components listed on the local census board chart sent to you in the first mailing. Now, essentially, the basic board will consist of the mosque imam, the mosque secretary, who will in all likelihood become the treasury. With the formation of a new structure, the secretary takes on the title of the treasurer. So the mosque imam and the mosque treasurer are on the board, and 1 to 3 persons elected to represent the committees of the complaint officer, if you have a functioning one, or the BAP representative, if you have a functioning one, or the NET representative, if you have a functioning one, and a school representative, and a business representative. We'll spell out for you what the business service development represents on the board. That's all spelled out in this paper, too. Now, let me make another point. On December 17, 1976, the chief imam met with the administrative staff here in Chicago and made some final remarks as to forming a board that will alter the composition of the board as shown on the earlier diagrams. The chief imam showed us some diagrams he had here when he first talked about the organizational structure. We sent out those same guidelines to many of the mosques, and if you have started to form your board, you're probably going by some of those guidelines, but they have been changed. When I come up here and speak to you, when the imams come up here and speak to you, I don't speak of my own authority. I don't have any. But when I speak to you, if I'm referring to you that which comes to me from the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, I'm speaking with that level of authority, not of myself. The Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad does have people who he expects to help him get a job done. He wants all of us to help him get a job done, but he can't talk and relate to all of us as individuals to get the job done, so he has some people who he relies on to help him get the job done. The correspondence that we're sending out and that we're talking about relates to the kinds of things that the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has spelled out to us. He said that in Chicago right here, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad himself appointed to our board certain members that he considered would be necessary because of the position that they hold. And he developed specifics for committee and general membership representation. All local consensus boards should be representative of the people. But persons from the general membership are not to be picked for the board just as general membership representation. The earlier 1-to-40 ratio representation included on the charts is to be considered as a guideline for forming the World Community of Islam Consensus Board and not the local consensus board. Remember, there's a larger structure that's going to be formed called the World Community of Islam Consensus Board that all mosques will partake in. And therefore, the larger the mosque is, the more representation it's likely to have on the World Community of Islam Consensus Board that we're still developing guidelines and structures for. Under the new climate of responsibility that all mosque officials are to function under, they should be thinking of and representative of the people themselves. If not, when election comes, they can be replaced. Thus says the chief imam, there is no need for selecting special representatives from the general membership. For committee representation, the chief imam has specifically stated that all committees should meet together and select 1 to 3 persons for the consensus board that would represent all the committees. His preference is for one person to represent them all. He did state, however, that as many as 3 persons could be allowed. However, if 3 persons are chosen to represent the committees, the 3 persons must each have a different background and be representative of a particular field. The 3 fields are school, mosque, and business. For example, in many mosques, most of the businessmen are on the Ways and Means Committee. So a member from that committee may be picked because of his background, occupation, or business education. However, any business representative can be selected regardless to what committee they belong. For example, Brother Clifton Carter Muhammad here was selected as a consensus board representative for all of the committees in the business arena, and he was on the cultural critique committee. It doesn't mean that when these three people come to the board that all they can vote on is a school issue or a mosque issue or a business issue. No, on the consensus board, you'll be discussing all of those issues. But these men, we hope, will bring a particular perspective and a particular expertise in those particular fields, so we will have a well-rounded approach to the entire subject. How about officers and board of trustees? 99% of the time, we project that the local imam in charge of the mosque will be the same imam who is the president, although as in Chicago, they do not have to be one and the same. But of course, as most things, Chicago is different. If, for example, there are a number of good imams in the mosque, and one is known to be a very good administrator, and another imam is known to be a good spiritual teacher, but he is weak in or prefers not to handle strictly administrative matters to any large degree, the president of the board and the local imam director may not be the same. Keep in mind, nonetheless, that the imam that is elected to the presidency has to be a qualified imam acceptable to the Honorable Wallace C. Muhammad, not a student imam. If you have no such qualified imam in your area, the mosque imam automatically becomes the president. We expect a situation where you have the imam of the mosque and the president of the consensus board to be different, to be in the minority. That should rarely occur. But in the case that it does, then the consensus board or the membership itself can then elect from the mosque's imams available a president who may be different than the local mosque imam. But that should not occur too often. Both he and the president are expected to work hand in hand, one in administration, and some teaching too, if recommended by the imam in charge of the spiritual teaching, since the president is also an imam, and the other to give spiritual guidance, teaching, and counseling to the people. Now, the question always becomes when you got two different imams on the board, which one is the boss? Well, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is the boss. And if we keep in mind the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is the boss, we got it made. He's the boss. The rest of us are trying to work together behind whatever directions he gives us to remake the world. He's the one that's got the map and the plans for remaking the world. So we can get behind him and we can get the job done. Okay, I can skip by some of the rest of this because when you get this material, you'll have a chance to read it in a little more detail. Now, here's an important consideration. The local imam is the imam of record. The local imam and all of the outside mosques, as far as we're concerned, each mosque has got an imam that's listed in Chicago records as the imam of record. And if for some unusual or suitable reason he is not the president of the board, he is still expected to have a substantial voice in all proceedings. If the people in the mosque wish to replace the local imam with another qualified imam, they can do so by a two-thirds vote of the people in a general election. But general election guidelines have not yet been sent out, and when the chief imam gets back, we expect to go over all of that in detail, and we definitively expect to have general elections not only throughout the whole world community of Islam, but in Chicago as well. The new imam who is elected must be acceptable to the Honorable Wallace C. Muhammad, and he will not succeed the old imam until so stated. What we've seen happening in some areas, the imam and the people in the mosque have had some differences. And some other imams, sometimes the brothers in the mosque, the people who've been dissatisfied have risen up, and dissatisfaction and clashes have taken place, and we start to have a split, a fractionalization of the mosque. That's very bad. That's very bad. The local imam, if the people don't agree with the local imam, you can be able to replace that local imam. But remember, as far as Chicago is concerned, he's still the local imam. And until the election has taken place, and we have seen that the people do not agree with him, and all of that information has been sent into Chicago, and Chicago then evaluates the whole, when I say Chicago, I'm talking about the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. When that comes in here, and he evaluates that entire area, then he can say to you, okay, the imam you have picked is okay with me, because you may or may not have someone who's with him, or who carries out or understands Islam as he has in mind. So So that's particularly important to understand. No one can take away your Islam. No one can keep you from following Allah. You are Muslim by choice. But in order to be behind the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad and be in the world community of Islam, there are some definitive guidelines that must be established. Okay, in conclusion, I can simply say then that question sometimes comes up about committees and steering committees, that once you start forming your consensus board, there's no longer any such thing as a steering committee per se. The committees can come together from time to time as they see fit to discuss common problems they have. They may have a general assembly from time to time, but there's no one particular individual who's considered to be the steering committee chairman per se. And that all committee actions and all committee activities are to be looked at and directed by the consensus board. Thank you for that. I think I have one more announcement. That's a national announcement. Let us be mindful of our weekly zakat donation, which is $2.40 for each $100 earned, also the weekly $2.55 for the national debt. Those mosques outside of Chicago should also contribute to their local general treasury to defray their local mosque expense. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Brothers and sisters, before we discontinue the national hookah, I'd just like to mention that we got a call from Imam Nathaniel Muhammad in Kansas City, and he indicates that he wants to purchase for the Kansas City area his own copy of they want to have their own copy of the Savior's Day film, which they will purchase. So we will have eight national centers for the Savior's Day hookup, and they will be getting a film as well. So it'll be a little less because it'll now be one more film, but it'll be eight divided into the total cost of about $6,000. So it'll cost a little less. So we'll have Kansas City added to the other former regional centers. Before we go off the national hookup air, there's just one other announcement. We want to encourage everyone to continue to propagate the faith by selling as many copies of the Bilalia News as we can. As you've noticed in the weekly reports, the national quota of Bilalia News has gone down considerably, and it continues to go down each week. We now have many areas now that aren't even ordering Bilalia News. Now, we have not, by any means, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has not yet said that the Bilalia News is no longer important. He says it is now up to adult believers to propagate the faith with Bilalia News. So he changed the childish custom of making you do it, but he puts you into your own adult responsibility of letting you use your own dedication to him and to the faith to be able to do it. And so if this is the kind of dedication that we are showing, it's showing the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad that he does not have the men behind him that he wants behind him. So let's show him that we still have men, and let's show him that we are still determined to let the whole world know that his words are the greatest words the world can receive. So let's continue to propagate the faith by distribution of the Bilalia News and make that number shoot back up in 1977. As the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad said a few weeks ago, we've started 1977 already. So let's start from this point on the right foot by moving up in all of our programs. So at this time, we would like to, well, that's all of our national announcements. We have a couple of more local announcements, and we would like to take up our second collection. So if the brothers and the sisters would please pass the barrels, buckets. I wish they were barrels. We could fill them up. But if we'll pass the buckets. See, if this was Reverend Ike's place, you'd be filling up wheelbarrows here. But we have just little old plastic buckets, and we can't even get the bottom of those covered. But brothers and sisters, please, let's understand that we are not dealing in a spook empire. This is a real world. And we have to work, we have to sacrifice, we have to do all that we can to give and contribute to maintaining the growth of our community. It's an important job, and it's no more important work than we can do. So please give all that you can. While we're passing the buckets, we want to read these brief announcements. The members of Mosque Number 2F from Evanston, Illinois, we want you to, your imam wants you to meet in the balcony for a short meeting as soon as this meeting is dismissed. Those are the believers from Evanston, Illinois. Imam Haiz wants to meet with you in the balcony. You may fill out your application for your World Community of Islam identification cards Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And effective January 8, 1977, applications can be filled out on Saturdays from 12 noon to 3 p.m. here at the mosque. So if you work during the week, you can come from 12 to 3 on Saturday, starting January 8th. Otherwise, from 10 to 4, Monday to Friday, you may have your pictures taken and apply for your identification card. Here's another announcement. Muhammad's Mosque number 2C of Roseland will hold a special meeting at 7 o'clock p.m. Tuesday, December 28th. That's this Tuesday at Mosque number 2C. We're asking all 2C believers to attend. And this is signed by Imam Kamaluddin. Oh, this is a very important announcement, brothers and sisters. Listen to this very carefully. There is a baby boy who is 4 months old. His mother has taken critically ill early this morning and was admitted to the hospital. We need a Muslim who is able to care for the baby temporarily until something further can be arranged. The baby is at 1516 East 61st Street, apartment number 2W, telephone number 955-3756. Now, this announcement was sent by Sister Mariam Omar, so you may check with her for additional information. But the number you may call is 955-3756, a four-month-old baby whose mother, I presume that she is a believer. I presume that she is a Muslim, and we need a Muslim family who can take care of the baby temporarily. That's at 1516 East 61st Street, phone number 955-3756. If someone is able to assist with that, we'd appreciate if you called. Today, immediately after the meeting, dinner's on sale at the Bahar Center. Chicken, broccoli, brown rice, lettuce and tomato salad, punch your coffee extra, but $2 each for the dinner, cheapest dinner in town. And also the most delicious. So $2 each at the Bahar Center. This is for the Sister Clara Muhammad School Fund. Orientation class for sisters is held every second and fourth Sunday at 11:30 a.m. at the Sister Clara Muhammad School. Every second and fourth Sunday. Orientation class for brothers. These are brothers who have recently signed up to the World Community of Islam. This class is held every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. During the mosque meeting at 7 o'clock, the brothers' orientation class is held right here at the mosque. So for new believers, new registrants, you should come to the orientation class here Wednesday nights at 7. And sisters should come the second and fourth Sundays at 11:30 a.m. Okay, we want you to remember that we have our new charity envelopes, which are available at the charity station. Please take one or two envelopes, fill them out, and bring them back to the mosque. This will enable us to speed up the process of taking charity at the charity station. The envelope has a space for the zakat contribution, the percentage of which has been put on the wall, and for community services, and a space for the national debt. So you can put all of your contributions in here. And remember that the zakat contribution is a minimum contribution, and you may put in as much as you'd like, from a penny to $1 million. And you may put your name goes on the back. If you'd like to receive a receipt, you may do so. Okay, brothers and sisters, I know I didn't, one other thing I didn't do. How many people are visiting with us today for the first time, first or second time visitors? Can we see your hands? Very good. We would like to ask those who are visiting with us today who heard the teachings of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad and heard things that you think would be valuable for your life and making a more effective life for you, and you would like to become a member of the World Community of Islam. When you came in, you were given a white card that's called the Book of Life card. Well, that's your registration card. And if you would like to register in the class of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, we would like you to fill out the card and simply hold it up, and one of the brothers or the sisters will pick up the card. And as soon as you fill out that card, here's one over here. Here's one brother who has his card filled out. And this card, it doesn't obligate you to anything except learn. It obligates you to be a student of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. And I think those of you who heard him today, you should all want to register in this class. Because certainly this is the greatest class on earth, and it'll begin to change your life as a human being. So please come join with us. We are building a community that we hope will help us rebuild the world. So if you will join the ranks here, joining the ranks here will be joining ranks with yourself for the first time in your life. So we pray, Allah, that you will come join with us and give all that you can to help grow through the teachings of the Honorable Wallace C. Muhammad. We thank our visitors.